cliffcentral.com.
No borders, cliffcentral.com.
One PM to 2 AM, PBA, what? What?
It's because it's not the time.
It's 1 PM to 2 PM every Friday. Check us out on the hottest station in the nation. Online, everywhere in the world.
Cliffcentral.com. You already know.
Yes,
and today's a very special Friday, too.
Why?
It's Youth Day.
Everybody care about the youth,
Youth Day is Youth Day in South Africa. Of course, you know, we call it Youth Day. We're going to call it Youth Day for the show because, you know, we're broadcasting from South Africa.
Exactly.
But the rest of Africa does call it Day of the African Child. I think it's just different names, but same principle.
But same principle, yes, definitely.
Last week we did a pre-Youth Day thingamajig with MTV Sugar Down South.
Yes, which was very
Shout
nice.
Shout out to you, Stephanie.
I had a lot of fun on that show. That shit was very nice. Very, very nice, yeah.
Yeah, I told Stephanie wanted to hit you on the head with the bottle, though.
Oh,
did she tweet about that?
No, she actually didn't. It's crazy. I haven't actually been on my Twitter the whole week. That's the weirdest part of my life.
Just hey, like, snap. Yeah. That's unlike you, though.
That is totally unlike me. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we had an interesting conversation. I mean, it's I do feel that Youth Day, and I was listening to someone actually saying it outside, that Youth Day has lost its... It's become a political... It's like a little political thing, like a... Yeah. Facade, you know what I mean?
It generally is, yeah. It's just it's more like a day for all the political parties to garner some support from young people.
You know what I mean?
Which they probably don't have anyway.
And how long have we been told that the youth are the future? Like, growing up, that's all we heard. The youth
just
are the
look
future.
At your beard and
you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, yo, wait, hold up.
Look at your beard.
Where's my future?
Where's my future, man? Like, yo, I'm in a corner of a white man's shop.
It's definitely not working out.
Yeah.
But the conversation that we did have was a very important conversation. You know, we don't lick boots.
No.
On the show. So, nope. You know, we're very real. So don't get on the show and be thinking, oh, these guys are going to be nice. And they ask us nice questions like, so what do you do? You guys are doing amazing work. We Googled y'all. We found out everything you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Let me figure out the backtrack here. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, well, it's fine. Look, I mean, as you try to figure it out, then, you know.
I got this.
You sure?
I don't got this.
No, you don't. No.
I don't know. It played before, but I ain't playing.
Yeah, you might just want to leave that one for now.
For real? Hold on. I got something else.
I'll give you 3.5 seconds.
Okay. There we go.
We up?
Yeah, but then we don't have it's not the jungle music.
Well, it's gonna work.
Today was a particularly, you know, important day to have the jungle music.
It actually was gonna make more sense.
You know what I mean? We're talking to Africa, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if people are here, they'll see the actual drums, you know, we're communicating and the smoke signals.
That's something I've been thinking about for the longest. We actually need to get a bunch of drummers to come in and do it live every day.
In fact, we had live every day. Yeah, yeah, like African drummers. That would be dope. Yeah. But yeah, okay, back to the point.
Sorry, so, hey, we just totally went.
Yeah. So I mean, we were talking about, you know, and yeah, we don't lick boots. I wanted to say because, you know, it's nonsense. We don't suck dick.
Well,
on the show. Yeah. No, we don't.
No,
you know what I mean? So, you know, we're going to talk to you about critical issues and we're going to critique you and what you're doing to see whether what you're doing is actually benefiting the nation and society in general.
Yeah.
Now, last week, we were talking to MTV Sugar Down South, the cast, and the issues were more social.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, your teen pregnancy. We weren't getting into the technical side of it.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, today, as we continue this quest with MTV Sugar, just before the great announcement that shall be next week for all of those who are listening, the immigrants have made it.
have we?
Not really.
No.
But I think it's a step in the right direction.
Had I seen some money in the bank,
had you seen some money in the bank, you wouldn't be here.
That's very true. That's very true. Thanks for exposing me, but that's very true. I'll probably be very, very far away right now.
Okay, so we've got... Well, I think they can explain their partnership with MTV Sugar, but they're definitely partners of MTV Sugar. We've got Whitney Chinogwenya, who's the brand and communications lead from Mary Stopes.
Okay, dope.
Hey, you said my surname so nicely. Wow. Well
immigrants.
Done.
We've been everywhere in Africa. I'm a Moroccan, but I just know these Southern African surnames very well. And we also have Duduma Zia, who's the communications coordinator at Mothers to Mothers.
Oh, hey, nice. Hi.
Welcome, Duduma. Very
Thank
beautiful
you.
Women.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday. What's going on later?
It's
I don't see any
Friday.
Rings. Oh, yeah, it's actually a Friday. Oh, my bad. It's actually a Friday. My bad. Golly. Pusa Friday.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so before we assume that everyone out there knows what exactly Mary Stopes and Mothers to Mothers are, Whitney, can you, you know, give a brief background of what Mary Stopes is, the mission, the goals, what you guys do?
Okay, so Mari Stopes is a sexual and reproductive healthcare provider. We are the largest in South Africa next to the government. We are a private provider, and our main services are around safe abortion care. We do contraception, and then we do all your well woman services. So, like, your HIV testing, your STI testing, your pap smears, the works. And then we also do a lot of advocacy work and just sharing of information. And this is how we are partners of MTV Sugar.
Okay. Right. I mean, that was a whole lot of technical. Okay, break it down, please. There's someone in the cast right now who's like, okay, you just went through it.
I thought that was the most brief and most concise explanation I've gotten in a long time.
But then, you got a bit of school under your belt. You know what I mean? What about me, man?
You wanted to start sounding like the video, singing songs like it's singing for people who didn't go to school. If I tell you...
No, but I mean, sexual reproductive health, it's a term that is widely used lately, but that a lot of people, they don't know what it actually denotes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe just a brief, breakdown of what exactly sexual reproductive health actually is.
Okay, so it's just ensuring that everybody has a healthy sexuality and that your reproductive system is functioning in the way that it should and that you're enjoying your sex life. Mm. So that's what basically it is.
This is quite a job, isn't it?
You see? Yeah, that's quite a job. You see, I learned something there, I thought I knew about sexual reproductive health.
Because you knew the boring meaning that I know it just means that they're okay.
You know, those other things. Yeah. You know
but now
I mean?
She's like, oh, you're enjoying your sex life.
You're like, okay.
Are you feeling it?
You know, I heard pap smear, and I'm going to be a bit sexist right now. Yeah. I heard pap smear.
Yeah.
I heard, there's a lot. I heard women. I didn't hear anything about men.
Male.
Yeah. We do focus on women. I think women do need a lot of focus. I think, a lot of people ignore us in society.
Do you guys really think, okay, let's get into the advocacy part. This is the advocacy getting in.
Yeah.
Do you really think women are still being ignored?
Definitely. And they're still being policed and people still have opinions about what happens to a woman and their body and what they should do.
Yeah.
So we are here to advocate for a woman's right to choice.
I think we have the wrong people hosting this show, Kamo.
What?
In your circles,
yeah.
I mean, do you come across some of these issues? I don't. Even when people are on Twitter and they're talking about, oh my God, she was raped, she deserved it. In my head, I'm like, what type of dudes are you talking to?
It's quite crazy.
It doesn't. I can't relate to it. I can't relate to the fact. I like seeing a hot woman like, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, let me go try and get a number. If I don't get the number, next time.
Yeah, but the thing is, as much as you don't relate to saying she deserved it, you're also very passive in your not agreeing with it. Yeah. You know,
you see, I think, and I think that's also a mistake. And we talked about it on when we were discussing the men are trash hashtag.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now you can't expect me in my day to day life with my family that I need to feed to start walking these streets and going to each and every man who does it, say, hey, we're not stop, we're not high. But the people, you see, these things, I always tell my friends, and Whitney would have to spend a day together.
Yeah.
Anything of that nature would never happen around me.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's my policing. To say my small environment, my friends wouldn't even dare.
No, and this is all we're asking is that in your little circle, just make sure then it doesn't happen. Then it, filters to everywhere. Because if it's not just you, it's everybody, then it's a systematical change.
Which is why I said that the wrong people hosting the show. I think we need someone from those areas to come and actually give us. I mean, and we never really interview dudes and talk about women. I think that's also our failure.
I think it's crazy because I studied it, and when I was studying it, it was a major problem in terms of rape and stuff like that, and abortion and things like that. So that generally affected me. Like, it was happening everywhere.
Oh wow.
And around. So I can definitely relate. I understand exactly the need for people to actually be out there and advocate that there has to be some sort of change.
Definitely. Yeah. I don't deny. I've known victims of rape, but the rape has always been something that's happened in their past.
Yeah.
I've never known a recent victim of rape, someone who's it happened a year ago.
Yeah.
It's never really happened within my circles. Maybe those people, there's still that fear of, coming out and saying, this happened to me. So maybe it's also that fear. I want to believe that I'm an open person, that people should be comfortable. I try and make people feel comfortable. But it is sad to know that these things are happening, and me not being able to relate is, I think, in a way, it's a good thing to say that at least my circles don't condone that type of behavior. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What exactly is Mari Stopes' role with MTV Sugar Down South?
Okay, so we are one of the partners, mm-hmm. i.e. we put a bit of money into
it. I knew it.
Quite a bit of money.
I knew there was money, Baba. I had them talking outside. Wow. Come with Dan, Baba. Let's take them for lunch.
I swear.
And the reason that we support it is that it is such a great cause and it talks about such great issues. You know, everybody wants to talk about young people, but we never hear from them. It's always like, yeah, they're out there having sex, they're out there getting pregnant.
They are, though. They are.
They are, but there's complexities into it, you know? And it's up to us as a society to create an enabling environment for them to have safe sexual lives and safe social lives. So this is why we supported MTV Sugar.
100%.
You know, my question is, what is, because there's we can't run away from the cultural complexities of Africa.
No.
So how does Mary, because I know Mary Stopes, like in the U.S., okay, there are very weird laws in the U.S. There's, you can go and get, you can get birth control at, there's something weird. I'm sure you know about it. When, like, you can get birth control when you're like 12, but then you can't go and get an abortion at 13 by yourself, like something of that nature. But those complexities, how do you guys deal with the African scenario? Like, how does a 15-year-old just walk into marriage and be like, hey?
So that's the problem, right? Our constitution fully supports it. You can get birth control at 12. You can.
Oh, I was right, 12?
12.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's the legal age in South Africa. You can't get an abortion at any age without parental consent. So you can literally just walk into whether it's a government facility or a Maori service facility and get your service.
Thanks to Tamu Mbeki, of course. Yeah. That was his great idea. Yeah. Like, as president, I'm going to do one. I'll make sure that you can get birth control and you can just walk into Mary Stopes. And we're going to support Mary Stopes. That's what we're going to do as governor. Yeah.
Don't. Oh, wow.
But you know, it scares me, I swear, because I mean, like, obviously, like, I got a daughter now, so.
It does scare me, too.
The thought of my daughter just waking up one day, like, and being like, oh, well, you know, normal day, bye, dad, and then, like, she's going to Mary Stopes to have an abortion.
But isn't that better than her going to the guy by KFC who's handing out pills? So that's what our message is, because 52% of women are going to those guys by the street corner instead of coming to a safe place. So we just want the message to get out there that there is safe places you can go to and it's your legal right.
Okay. So basically what Mary Stopes is telling the community is that parents, you have failed.
Essentially.
Because children can't approach... Yes. Can't approach their parents.
And they just don't have the information, you know? So it's kind of like you walk into a hospital and you see a TB poster or an HIV poster. These are all important topics, but you never see one on abortion care or contraception. Mm. And these are things that are happening on a day-to-day. And it's something that we can't keep hiding from. It's something that we have to address.
The 80s babies were very much trying to hide from it. Because when I was 16, 17, just that hand around the shoulder in the movie. Baba.
That was everything.
That was everything. You'd go home happy. And then you reach in for the hug. You're like, next time I'm going to hold her hand. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
It's crazy. And I think, I'm not going to deny it. I'm very old school when it comes to that. I think it's the things that I also need to adapt to and learn, because otherwise, you know, you just have your kids walking into Mary Stopes for no reason.
No, look, I mean, it's something that you have to take into consideration, because if you're surrounded around the serving and student community mainly, you'll find a lot of them are victims of that type of situation. I won't call them victims, but like, in a sense,
they are partaking in. Yeah,
they definitely. Mary Stopes is something that is not, like, for me, it's like when you say Mary Stopes, I think, oh, abortion.
It actually
comes up in conversations. I've actually sat with people who like will be discussing, oh, so this chick got pregnant, you know what,
Mary Stopes.
why are you even wasting time, like you could probably drive up there in the morning.
And we get it everywhere. Somebody asks me where I work, I'm like, Mary Stopes. You start to get the look, like everybody's side-eyeing you for the rest of the night. But it's important, you know, and it's something we should be talking about.
No, it is something we should be talking about, because clearly people just don't get it. Like, you know, these things are constantly happening. I mean, like, you know, people generally always focused about their little lives and what's going on around their lives. But do you realize that there's millions and millions of people out there who are living similar lives or different lives to your life, and
these
are the things that are affecting them regularly, especially in the townships. That I've noticed, you know. Mm-hmm. Like,
and statistics say that about 1 in 3 women have had an abortion in their lives.
Thank you.
So, like, when you're sitting in that group and you're with your sister and your friend, and one of you there has had an abortion, so it's everybody's issue.
And it's one of those things whereby it's probably the most one of the most discreet things that a woman will go through. For a woman to tell you she had an abortion, or for a woman to have an abortion, I know couples who've been in situations whereby she fell pregnant, but she never ever told the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had an abortion. And then years later when they're married and they've got a family, 2 kids, here she comes with that, you know, oh, baby, I think I should tell you something. He's probably thinking, oh, she probably cheated this dirty. Like, no, you know, this is not our second child. This is our third. Third? What happened to third? Marty stops. They need to close that joint.
Golly. Okay,
but it's real.
We're going to come back to Whitney, man. Dude, it's time for your interrogation. I don't know what you were thinking when you came to No Borders.
Mothers to mother. To the mother also. Hey. It's fine.
And you're very lucky. Hey, they are lucky. We are chilled today.
Too much.
We have not consumed any alcohol.
At all.
You're very lucky. After 3-4 tequila shots.
It's over.
But yeah, okay. So Dudu Mazia, communications coordinator at Mothers to Mothers. Yeah. I've actually never heard of Mothers to Mothers.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah.
I'm very naive like that these days. I don't read. I don't watch the news. I'm on radio. I'm on Cliff Central.
I don't want to lie. I've heard of Mothers to Mothers because, like, you know, I'm really big on the mothers like that, you know.
Listen to him trying to score some points. Like, come on now.
I don't want
to
lie.
You even have that look that you're trying to score points right now.
Okay. Since I was 16, I failed to date a girl who's not a mother. You know?
That's what you mean.
I've got that daddy type of look. You know? Like, a woman sees me like, this one can come and stay with me. Can look after Johnny. This one is a nice guy. He's very big. We're going to be
He'll
safe.
Discipline him.
Yeah.
He'll be a father.
But on a serious note, what do you know about Mothers to Mothers?
Actually, nothing at all. I just heard about it. I've heard about it. I've heard someone speak of it. Yeah. But I have never gone in depth in saying, okay, what are you guys actually on about? But
I was trying to be smart about it and think Mothers to Mothers.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe mothers go to other mothers. And then when they get there, they discuss things about other mothers.
You're actually getting close.
There you go. So
education.
So it's a big mothers gossip group. On WhatsApp.
No, not on WhatsApp, but
is that mother sleeping with that father? No. Is that daughter, that mother's daughter?
You're quite close. Yeah. At Mothers to Mothers, we believe in empowering women.
Nice.
And we do that by partnering mothers with other mothers, hence the name Mothers to Mothers.
Mothers. Yeah.
Our biggest goal is to end pediatric HIV and AIDS.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what we do is that we meet, let's say, I find a mother who's HIV positive.
Okay.
I will link her up with another mother who's been HIV positive and who's been through the process.
Oh, right, yeah.
We link them up together and she mentors her and makes sure that she gives birth to a healthy HIV negative baby and ensures that the child goes through the entire milestones up until they're 3 years old. Then they go off the program.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope. It's like.
Do you see
like
how naive
we
are?
It's like those Big Brother like situations.
No? Yeah.
What? There's another organization, Brotherhood something.
Yeah, there you go. Those
Brothers for Life, I think.
Brothers for Life.
There we go.
I mess with those guys, man. They got dope adverts.
Hey, their ads are sick. Joe Public.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Public. Shout out to them.
You guys, I'm just selling out. Haven't seen any of those.
No, we're not on TV. We're not on TV at all. We're big on social media. We need the fans. We need donors.
Well, Marty's
we got Whitney. No, we cannot share any of ours.
Us, we're also very big on
but you give those people at MTV. Not mothers are here.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And what is Mothers to Mothers' relationship with MTV, MTV Sugar Down South?
We actually partnered with the end production of MTV Sugar Down South, 16 and Pregnant. The reason why we did that is that we find so many young clients that are actually HIV positive, and it's not often where you find a 16-year-old who comes out and says, hey, my name is so-and-so and I'm HIV positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why we linked up with them to send out the message that this is actually happening and what are people doing about it. We find so many young children actually building on the cycle, giving birth to HIV-positive children. That's what we're trying to end. So when we came in, we want to send out the message that there are organizations like Mothers to Mothers out there in your facilities who can give you the help and assistance that you need to ensure that you give birth to a healthy HIV-negative baby.
You know, this is crazy, Dudu, because you see, this is why I say I'm naive. Guys, I knew about nevirapine when I was Form 3.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. So that, I'm still surprised that in 2017, yeah, you still have people who are not aware that an HIV positive individual can give birth to a child who is HIV negative.
Yeah.
These are things we're still going through. What are you guys doing? What are you? Are you guys
as Christians? No, we're not creating what are we environment all doing? For our children.
You know what? I sat with Michelle Sidibe in Pariah State last time, executive director of UNAIDS, and I thought this dude's doing something. Michelle, you ain't doing. For real. 15 years later.
Yeah, but the other thing is that people have desensitized the topic of HIV in society. You know? Yeah.
Because we kind of won a small struggle. Yes. So we thought, we're done.
We got that sorted.
And
no,
the messaging is always the same. People have stopped listening. You know when an HIV ad is about to come on, you're like, turn that thing off. You
been
know?
There.
Mm. Yeah, but we need to keep talking about it.
And we need to go into schools because children are actually having sex. And that's what we're not doing. Life orientation does cover a few topics, but doesn't go in depth. Doesn't tell children about safe sex, abortions, you know, HIV and AIDS, how to protect yourself. And that's what we're trying to do. We've got real people sharing their real stories and not having, like, you know, scenes unlike, you know, in the Down South production. Mm-hmm. These are real people sharing their stories.
Yeah.
And that's our message out there. This is what's happening. Do something about it. You know, educate yourself a bit more.
So, I mean, I forgot to mention that today's show, of course, the pre-Youth Day show was MTV Sugar Down South, and we were with the cast. Today, we're with Whitney and Dudu, and the show is on because MTV Sugar is presenting 16 and Pregnant. I don't know what took them so much time because they've been doing this stuff in the States and stuff for ages and ages and ages. Africa, we always come last. Yeah. Mary Stopes, this is us sending a message to you, mothers to mothers. MTV, that lady from MTV Sugar, Staying Alive Foundation, please. It's our time in Africa. No, seriously. Only now we get 16 and Pregnant. They've had this show on MTV America for ages now.
Yeah.
Those little white children just walking around in you know, hippie houses.
I'm actually stressed now because, you know, when you actually think about the two issues that the lady
is amazing that finally we do have MTV Sugar present 16 and Pregnant because, and it's something that's very common, especially in South Africa. You see kids in school uniform.
Yeah.
Going to school pregnant.
Rocking their bellies, you know
what I mean? And they're still going to school. I mean, it's something that should have been addressed a long time ago.
Like, for me, it's just like this, you know, and to make it worse is that, like, you find in a lot of cases where you got schoolgirls who are going to school and they're pregnant, mm-hmm. you find it's not that they're pregnant from their peers.
Yeah.
They're pregnant from people like me and you,
mm-hmm.
who are sober of mind. Mm-hmm. And, like, mm-hmm. and you come and we address these things. And say, no, but the next thing,
you walk out of the room, you've got a 16-year-old.
You got a 16-year-old girl pregnant.
It's crazy.
Like, okay, well, where's the society going? And, you know, when now it's cool to sit with somebody who's impregnating 16-year-olds.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you don't want to judge your friends. You don't.
I think.
But you're like,
I've got an issue with that word judge.
Yeah.
MTV Sugar would not be working with No Borders if they didn't judge us.
100%, yeah.
They listened to the show and they said, these dudes are kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think they can convey the message right. Let's work with them. They probably listened to a couple of other shows. It's like, that's judgment, right?
Yeah.
For us to be friends, I'm like, he kind of cool. I like his shoes, man. You know what I mean? I like his swag.
Yeah.
We can be friends. There's no such, you know, that's such a millennial term. Don't judge me. I'm going to judge you. We judge each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The question is the judgment productive? Is it constructive? Or is it just criticism to say, you're whack?
I think that's very dope for you to say that because honestly, I think the only thing we're going to do now is that if we catch you impregnating 16-year-old girls, we're going to punch you.
You know?
Yeah.
Now we're taking it back to what we know. We don't know anything about.
I don't know one of these Asian countries.
And we were fighters. We were warriors. Yeah. We
all slept, this mothers beat, to mothers. Yeah. This nice way of approaching things. Diplomatic way.
It creates conversation. Castration.
You see, that is the problem with Africa right now.
Castration. We've
been talking for so long.
Pick up the gun.
We are tired.
But that's why the show, we want you as parents to sit down with your children and watch the show to create an enabling environment for you and your children to be able to have conversations about these things.
Because
that's where the problem starts.
Yeah.
If I don't feel safe at home, if I'm not able to engage with my parents, that's why I'm going to go and find somebody like, you know, a daddy and say, hey,
daddy.
You know, hey, daddy. And that's where the problem starts.
You know what's actually crazy is that a lot of our parents had kids very young.
Yeah.
Like our parents' generation, they had kids between 15 and 18, 19, 20. So I don't know how it's of course I would be heavily pissed off if my daughter came at 15 or 16 and said she was pregnant.
Ooh.
But like that would just destroy my world for the next week. But then after that, it's okay. What now?
Yeah.
And let's move on.
But the other problem is that
what are you doing to engage with your daughter right now?
I don't have a daughter right now. 31 eligible bachelor George Clooney in here with the luxurious beard too. Wow. You know what I mean?
But you see, the other problem is when we talk about young people and sex, we always want to think it's intergenerational. Or, you know, there was a rape or a blesser involved. Sometimes it is with their peers, and we're not equipping them with the information to make the right choices to be safe, you know. And this is just things that we need to be doing so that even when they do come across you old guys, they can be able to say, you know, put on a condom.
Us old guys.
Yes, you old guys.
Anyway, just to remind our listeners, it is Youth Day, and we are young. Please don't get it confused. We are actually young people. Yeah. And maybe in a few years' time, maybe 2 or 3 years from now, we won't be young people classified, but we are still young now.
We need to focus on these youth funds very quickly before time runs out. But you know, I think my biggest issue with especially teenage pregnancy is we always focus, and I haven't watched the show yet, 16 and Pregnant, but I don't know if the focus is on the child who's actually pregnant, and then we don't get into who impregnated her.
Oh, okay.
I think that's an important part of it.
Always.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, can we find out who, first of all, if it was an older dude, prison.
You see where I went? Why I started there. Yeah. Like,
no, and it's a really good point. We also need to start talking to the men, because all the responsibilities...
Either arresting them or talking to them. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Either or. Because people are still talking to these young girls, like, how are you out there having sex? You know, slut-shaming them.
Exactly.
Yeah. And nobody looks at... Yeah. These people, you know, so I think at the launch of the 16 and Pregnant, somebody said, can we have a 16 and Impregnator, you know, series, so we can see what's also happening? Because
I think that's excellent.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
No, I think maybe Mary Stopes should push for the hosts of No Borders to host the Impregnators show.
Yeah.
No, MTV Sugar. No,
definitely.
16 and Impregnator.
And like, you know, you go into schools to give like a sex talk, like a safe sex talk, and you walk into the room and they've sent them to do something else. And no, we just have the women here. Why? We need to be talking to these people about consent, you know, because these are the same people that will then go on and are 22 having sex with a 15-year-old or, you know, raping somebody. Yeah. So it's like a whole systematical problem where we are not addressing everybody.
You know, the worst thought that I just had after you said that is that immediately after she's addressed the girls, the boys are coming back from PE and the testosterone levels are high. so they're like, what did they say? Like, you know, you can't be telling me that right now. I'm trying to hear that. And I swear, the problem really, I think, with all these things is that, you know, as guys, we treat it so much differently. Like, you know, I understand, you know, we run the world, but
okay.
At some point, the reality is men have a deep problem.
Yeah.
Because if let's say, for instance, Kev is dating like a 16-year-old, to be perfectly honest, like really, I'm not gonna say a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I could try and be that moral guy, but he's going to look at me like, come on, man.
And you're aware of that as my sister brothers.
You want me to let go of this? She got friends.
Wow. No. You could have given an example of anybody else, man. Anybody else.
I'm like,
yummy or somebody, you know what I mean?
I mean, but my bad. You're like, I thought of the easiest target, right? Like, this is something Kev would do.
But you know what? As mothers to mothers, we're actually aware of that. That's why we choose the whole mentor-mother model.
Yeah.
So if I speak to Whitney for long enough, I'm going to tell that I've been speaking to Kev for so long now, you know? Yeah. And finally, he decided to go test for HIV. So it actually works. If you sit and you nag your husband or your boyfriend long enough, he eventually starts, you know, being comfortable with the topic and end up going to the clinic with you.
It's like how women nag us for money.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you end up being,
exactly.
You end up being in your
like,
in
okay,
your,
ish.
In your,
hey, tata, take.
Bring my jacket. So the model works.
And that's why we encourage women to just go to their facilities. We have mentor mothers, I think, in over 7 provinces.
Oh, nice.
There are 358 Mentor Mother model sites within the facilities as well. So go out there, you'll find a Mentor Mother waiting there for you. You can chat with her. And trust me, it's somebody you can relate with. You can share your story with, because she's been through that very same thing as well. Yeah. And that's what makes it so exciting. So she'll tell you, you know, nag him this way.
Yeah.
And eventually he'll come along. You know, it does take a bit long with males, but eventually we do find them coming to the facility as well. Testing, you know, being supportive partners.
No, that's the most important thing. I think this generation needs to understand that, you know, the support part or the support element as a whole, you know, is the most important thing.
Like, for instance, holistic.
Like, if like you said, if you can start the conversation like in the house, and for instance, your daughter gets pregnant, fine, she's 13 years old, tells you, look, dad, I'm pregnant. There's no way I'm going to let her keep the baby. I need to be open enough to say, you know what, listen, if that fool's not going to take you there, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get in the car.
Let's go.
And we're going to go to my shop. So I'm going to be with you the whole time. Because that, in a sense, regardless of how the action is based on religion or whatever, that's another story for another day.
Yeah.
It's your daughter.
It's my daughter. And
your son is watching.
Thank you. And and
he's seeing how you are relating with your daughter. He's learning from that. You know what I mean?
And what, it's even better when he's there because, you know, he's not going to put another person's daughter in that
through this
situation.
Exactly.
You understand? Because that's what we're lacking. I feel like, you know, with, even with all the initiatives that we've discussed on the show, I always leave the show feeling like, you know,
men are lacking. You know what?
And we're not pushing it right. You know, we're not making enough noise.
But I think also men aren't the right. It's sexist. But men aren't the right people to be pushing this agenda.
No.
And and this is also from me. I could be wrong. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to be a bit sexist because the way I was raised, my respect from women comes from the fact that I grew up with women.
Okay.
So I don't even see myself being able to impart that kind of, it's like, for example, discipline in our house.
Yeah.
Excuse me. My dad never disciplined us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like he never beat us. Yeah. That was mom's thing.
Yeah.
Dad only had to say, hey. When dad said, hey,
everybody
bro, you knew, okay, when this nigga's about to talk, something bad's about to happen.
That sounds like my house.
Mom would talk to you consistently. Yeah. Dad would talk to you about school. He was very passionate about Shakespeare and stuff. You know what I mean?
I don't talk much.
You know? But I mean, it is. Yeah. I think what does need to happen is that I do feel the younger generation, if I was one of these 14, 15-year-old kids, I'm on Twitter and all I read about is men are trash and all of this stuff, I would feel left out because I'm not even a man yet. But I'm about to become a man. I'm just being like, okay, this is what I'm going to get into. This is what we are.
But it's systematical. I was actually just telling my friend, I overheard my 13-year-old nephew on the phone. He was sitting outside and he was talking to someone and he was saying, I'm a savage, boy. I'm a savage. I'm going to do it anyway. And I mean, it was kind of like, where did you learn this?
I'm a savage. You know, I need to meet this young dude.
He already has it in him. I was like, where did he learn this? You know, he's grown up surrounded by women, and women like me who talk about women empowerment and policing of women. But like, it's in him and he's learning it at school, at, on the sports field. You know, it's something that's on TV.
Yeah.
So like, we have to look at everything.
I would try to be a teacher, but I would be the worst teacher. Hey, never. These children, I don't know. I would slap Baba.
You think so?
Hey, do they still have corporal punishment here?
No, they definitely do.
Ah, because I would slap.
In the schools that they can't monitor.
13 years old, I'm a savage. Savage, where?
They will whip your ass.
You savage, yeah.
I'm a savage.
You know, being an educator in this country is very difficult because, like, I wanted to mention something specific about social media in terms of issues like this.
Mm.
Even from, let's say, for instance, with the teen pregnancy, and then we come back to the mother-to-mother situation. Our conversations generally, and the platforms that actually reach out to people, have nothing to do with things like this. When was the last time you even put up a status on Facebook and said, "Patay, but guys, man, this abortion thing is a problem." Mm. You know, zero likes.
Mm.
Like, this one wants to come up. Just post, "We lit tonight." Where? And it's even amongst grown folk.
Yes.
Like I'm talking grown folk, dog. Yeah. Like people, you can post something like, just lost my mom. Ah, okay, so. And then the next thing is like, hey, chilling with some bad. Oh, where? Coopy? Coop? Funani? Like, I don't get that. Like, you know, for me, it feels like I'm stuck in a society that's just extremely selfish and actually doesn't have a view of how the world is rotting in itself.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes people push closer to Christianity, because they're like, but God told us about these times. God told us about these times.
We are nearing,
dude. I swear, like, I mean, nobody could even ask, like, you know, I possibly, even in our own circles, I mean, and we have educated people around us, we can possibly, on a Friday, like this.
Yeah.
Decide that we're going to start talking about mothers. And HIV. Maybe contracting it. Not interested in those things. And it's sad.
I think it's also, you know, it's also an issue of, okay, I think, it, and it's also a major problem, like you said, yeah. Well, you know, we hang around very educated people, very opinionated people. When we do have these conversations, when you're too opinionated, there's that one person who's actually going through these things, who's like, I can't say this in front of KF. He's going to judge me. He's going to, you know what I mean?
And I'm like, but really?
And the only reason why I'm being that, what's the word? That aggressive in talking about some of these things is because I don't know that you are going to. If I knew, I'd be told. But it's also within us. I think we should, especially as radio personalities, we should kind of chill. But then I don't have that chill in me.
I think honestly, people like you and myself, and that's like without an oversell, should be given an opportunity to actually be able to explain some of these things to people, because we have the charisma and the personalities to be able to speak to guys. We don't fear anyone, anything, any situation. So
I will tell you as it is. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. So we're probably the best people who can go out there and tell somebody the story and be like, hey, my man, listen, it's simple. This woman is pregnant. You are 13. She's 12. Maddie stops.
Exactly.
Here's the card.
There you go.
Mama, listen, there's somebody who can help you with this thing, man. It's HIV, babies, this one, mother to mother, man. Go, please, just go. And that's actually how it's going to start working. Because if we treat it like a little baby, no, but you know, guys, you know, no, we got to go aggressive on that.
In fact, you shouldn't even wait for pregnancy. You're having sex, you're having burunyakos, tati condom.
Yes.
Get on the contraception.
That's where it should start.
That's one thing
there's
we should do.
Too much pampering of this millennial generation. Too much babe being like, oh no, don't, you know what I mean? Oh no, you guys are special. You can have whatever you want in the world.
If I see young people kissing in public, I'm throwing a condom at you. Even if it's a baby kiss.
Was it one of our shows where we said, and I think we should actually put this challenge out to Pick and Pay, Clicks, Checkers, all of these stores, that whenever you see, it's going to be a bit hard, of course, because you can't tell ages, but I think anyone, any woman who buys something, there should be like a week of give her condoms. You know what I mean? Give her condoms for free, because I think women, some women are still afraid to move around with condoms.
Dude.
But imagine if you're giving every woman who comes into a store a condom. Then people are just like, women probably have condoms right now because of that Checkers thing. Until it becomes... It becomes a norm. You know what I mean? Like
when I was in the UK, the one thing that fascinated me about nightlife and the social life amongst young people was that I could go out with not a pound in my pocket and end up picking up somebody. Or actually end up getting picked up.
Come on, Ricky.
Picked up?
Where are we going with this?
There's a point to this story. I was very young. I was getting picked up in bars. But I was very sexy. Like, yo, man. Even I used to look at myself like,
I mean, he was being picked up. He wasn't doing the picking up. You know?
You do realize I did say I was going into these places with not a pound in my pocket. So I would sit there and happily order a drink that I know somebody going to pay for. But at the end of the day, what I loved about the aftermath of all of that is that people out there are so inclined that before you pull out, she pulls out.
You're like, okay.
It's like guns, like, you know, like the two gangsters, like, hey, goes like, hey!
Bang.
But it's
Wild Wild West.
Yeah. And it's like, it's such an open thing. Like, you know, she's like, if you don't have, I have, it's cool. Mm-hmm. You know? And even when you do reach a point when you start having unprotected sex, it's after such a long duration and different conversations.
And now we've got, you know, so many, we've got home test levels, kits. You know what I mean? You know, you get tested. Yeah, I think the home test kits are still kind of expensive. They're going for $60. Come on, that's 120 for the both of us.
And this is what I'm saying.
For like two packets of Castle Light.
Funny as it is, Kev, you've just raised a massive point again. Everybody just wants to make money out of our lives.
Yeah. We're like, yo, hold on, though.
Like, is it better when we're dead? Is that, what's going on? Like, why? Why should I pay $60?
$60
for something just to test so I know.
Yeah, go to your clinic. Literally, go to. It's for free.
No, I accept that, but I mean, like, if you introduce a product like that into the market to help, right? Behind the commercialization,
let it help.
There's help, right? At least, bro, make 2 rand. Don't make 30 rand.
You know what I mean?
Because this is something that's going to save the millennials' lives.
Yeah.
For us, we probably have a better understanding.
Because and we're older. And today being Youth Day, we're talking about these kids.
How many
of these kids are going to walk into one of those clinics, the both of them, 14 and 15?
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
You know what I mean? We want to get tested.
How much is a bottle of Gilby's gin? 120 rand.
Yeah.
If a kit is $60, right?
Mm-hmm.
A kit is $60.
Yeah.
And there's two of you who want to test.
$120.
That's $120.
Yeah.
After you test, you're going to prick yourselves, do all sorts of things, right? Blood, okay, we're good, we're fine.
Mm.
But we're sober. So where to now, mama? Yeah? So
yeah.
What do you think these kids are going to think? Because remember, everything they're seeing when on their way to testing is lit, turns up, pop bottles. Do you understand? So yeah. Now they're going to be like, babe, do you really want to test or pop?
Yeah.
You trust me, though. You know what I mean?
You know,
trust me.
You
then,
trust me.
Then is that you trust yeah. me situation. Yeah. Like, I trust you. Do you trust me?
There you go. And I feel like anybody...
HIV.
Anybody who introduces a product into the market that deals with, let's say, HIV, for instance, or prevention, and all sorts of things, has to put in a colossal amount of money yeah. into educating people about yeah. these things.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, you're not
welcome. Doing anything. Mm. Yeah.
And those are things that we should be fighting for.
And I think that's the whole point of MTV Sugar,
yeah,
that everybody's talking about products, but nobody's actually talking about the real issues.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I think it really goes a long way, because I have seen people engaging with it on Twitter, and I'm like, hey, well received, and people are relating to it. So
no, I mean,
it's the right message.
Like we said from the beginning, we don't dick ride nobody.
No.
And MTV Sugar is actually doing,
no, it's doing a stellar job.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's one of the only programs, one of the only initiatives that's actually doing something. Like, even I've watched it to the extent, even the boring one, the Kenyan one.
Yeah.
I actually finished the whole No, for real though.
That's only Kev. I'm really.
That's the second time I said it. Like,
I still want an acting career. I'm ready, guys, please.
But I really do believe in. We talk a lot about, you know, the after effects and being reactive. Yeah. I think we also need to be very proactive. But anyway, Yvonne sent me all this. They sent me the things that these guys wanted to talk about. We'll talk about them now. We don't talk about the things that you want to talk about. They had a list. Oh, so Whitney wants to talk about this.
No.
Where do they think they are going? Really? They tell us what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll give you 5 minutes, Nyana, to round up very quickly.
And that's it. Yeah.
So. Yes. Anzi, legal options, medical options. Please, Whitney, tell us. Please. What are the legal options and the medical options? I want to know the legal options. What do you mean by the legal options?
Yeah, I'm like, legal. Is someone legal. Going to jail?
Medistopes. You have lawyers as well.
So, we do, actually.
For free.
They would need.
Not for free, bonus. But we always have people coming in, like, trying to sue us for one thing or the
Definitely.
Other. And you're kind of like...
Oh, okay. Medistopes.
They need to sue, what's his name? Thabo Mbeki first. That's what they need to do. It's not there.
Okay, so... I think the only proper messaging that we wanted to talk about is that it is legal for you to get
an abortion,
yes, up to the 20th week of pregnancy. It is your right under the Constitution. You can walk into any public sector facility.
That's the fifth month.
Yes. There are two options. You can either get the medical pill, which is what they sell on the streets. That's you're only eligible for that if you're under 9 weeks.
Okay.
If you're over 9 weeks, you're not eligible for that. But these illegal providers are giving it to you anyway, even
regardless,
at 30 weeks or whatever.
And obviously,
it is.
The medical implications.
There
health
are
implications.
Serious medical implications to it. It is also your legal right to get a contraception from the age of 12.
Yeah.
There's a wide range. There's short acting. There's long acting.
Yeah.
I know that thing that you put in the arm.
That's long acting. Mm. There's the IUD, which we talk about in MTV Sugar, which a lot of people didn't know about.
Yeah.
And on the same line as Mari Stopes, we are actually giving our Sugar fam a 50% discount for a contraception of their choice if they come into one of our centers or call our call center. So just send us a WhatsApp. I think the number is 062.
Let me get that number. Send it to. Hey, are you listening?
062-595-2446.
I'm asking myself, what is
50%.
I thought it was free.
50%. 062-595-2446. Just hashtag SugarFam and you get your discount.
Okay.
Wow.
And
I
then
know, man. Sugar, I have a problem with you.
Whitney, what about the what did you mean by the medical implications? What you talked about in terms of, you know, the durations, the timelines, the 9 weeks, 20 weeks, and so forth and so on. Okay, no, don't worry, dude. It's okay. It's new.
It's
not technology.
It's not things that malfunction all the time.
Then,
it's the hair and everything.
we spoke about mother to child transmission, and then is there anything that you want to break down after that?
Yeah, I mean, it's simple. If you're pregnant, go get tested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the best advice I can give you. If you're HIV positive, make sure you get on treatment so that you give birth to an HIV negative child. That's where we stop the cycle.
How easy is it to get on treatment in South Africa?
It's very easy. By we are now on the test and treat campaign. You get tested, you get treated.
Free.
Yep.
Okay.
Free of charge in any facility. Yep. Test and treat.
And is it an obligation for you to get tested when you're pregnant?
Yes.
It's an obligation.
It's so an
the
obligation.
Minute you walk into the clinic and you're pregnant, they're like, mama.
Yeah, you have to.
They want okay.
Oh, you have to. Yeah, you have to.
And then you wanted to talk about, there's something else I want to get into, but you were talking about leading successful lives as an HIV positive individual.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call it? PLW? I used to do these things.
Life goes on.
With HIV and AIDS. Life goes on.
Life goes on. You know, and that's a vital role that we also play as mothers to mothers. We enable women to be free to speak about HIV, to disclose to their families, because those are one of the biggest problems we have as well.
Yeah.
You find someone being HIV positive and being secretive about it. They don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Taking their pills undercover, you know, not disclosing to their partner and infecting mm-hmm. their partner, and then their partner cheats. And then that's how
what I wanted to talk about was we have not really focused. It's starting to be a slight conversation of, okay, fine. You're taking your, you know, you have a baby, you're 16, right? You had a baby, you're HIV positive. Your baby was born HIV negative. Everything is like a CD4 count, Mnandi, blah, blah, blah. But now you're 19, you're 20.
Yeah.
Your child is 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. You meet Kamu. You want to get into a relationship. You're open about it. You're like, hey, Kamu, you know what? I'm HIV positive.
Yeah.
What is being done to educate people and the awareness around being able to be in a relationship with someone who's negative, someone who's positive, having a relationship with someone who's negative?
It's
because
possible.
I've known of people who...
Mm. Is it a problem?
It's not a problem. We teach people on how to disclose to their partners.
Yeah.
And you go through different phases. Other people reject you. Other people say, okay, it's fine. Mm-hmm. They'll feel sorry for you. We teach you how to disclose to your partner if you are HIV positive. We enable you, we empower you to have the strength and the courage to move on after that, because it's not a dead sentence at the end of the day.
No, it isn't. Actually,
what are the statistics in regards to transmission?
Amongst adolescents or amongst adults? Because we're speaking about two different genres here as well. That's another thing.
Let's talk about youth. So, you know, let's move from, you know, 17, 16 to 30.
30.
Yeah.
The transmission rate is quite high, especially among girls, among young girls. And that's where your blessers come in.
No, but I mean, in terms of people who have been...
Do I look like a blesser?
Nobody said your name.
Judith Whitney gave you the stanky eye. They gave you that Stephanie stanky eye.
Her mind just took control of her body. Like, this is a blessing.
No, but dude, I think you got me wrong.
Really?
What I meant was, what is the transmission rate? What are the statistics in regards to people who have opened up and who are actually, you know...
Or open up to their partners.
Yes,
okay.
And consciously taking measures to not transmit. Are there any stats on people who have then...
In our circle, in our mothers-to-mothers circle...
Yeah.
We've got a transmission rate of maybe 2%.
Oh, wow.
In our circle, because you do get those people who don't adhere.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Definitely.
You do get those few, but in our circle, in our M2M circle, I just want to be clear of that.
Yeah.
Which we do monitor.
Okay.
Because you can't speak for everybody.
I can't speak for everyone else. There's like a 2% transmission rate.
And I think once you've taken that step to say, I am going to date this person and engage in sexual activity with this person, it's a risk that I think you're willing to take. I think the biggest, the most important thing, we did the World AIDS Day concert in Zim in 2014.
Yeah.
And it was when, you know, UNAIDS was starting to change the messaging. Say, you remember when AIDS came, when HIV and AIDS came into Africa first? It was AIDS kills. Hey! Whoa, Jesus. Everything was like, stay away from AIDS. But I mean, now we want people to realize that you can live a very healthy life, you know, being HIV positive.
It was
I mean, Magic Johnson has been HIV positive for what? It's close to 30 years now.
No,
He's HIV positive, but he doesn't have AIDS.
Yeah.
And there's still that people still, because of language, people might understand the difference, but they just say it out there. Ah, he's got AIDS.
He's got AIDS.
You know what I mean? But no, he's HIV positive.
Yeah. There's still a lot of stigma that's related to anything sex related, you know? So HIV, slut. Abortion, slut.
Yeah.
No other contraception, slut. Like everything comes with that sort of thing. So And the result of that, people hide it. People don't disclose to their partners because they're afraid of that judgment. And we just need to start tackling, you know, and moving away from that mindset, just so people can know that there's complexities in the issue and that life does go on.
Life, you know, dude, there's this part like during MTV 16.
Yeah.
Dude, you just called us dude, right? It's like, dude.
No, I just love this part. When Tlantla speaks, she's like, you know, the reason why I'm on this show is so that I can protect my child and my future partners. Yeah. It just gives me goosebumps because she's aware that she's still young. She's going to meet other people. She's like, I need to protect my future partners.
Yeah.
And that's the type of mentality that we need to bring,
that,
you know, amongst people.
That's saying, yo, that I'm confidence, alive.
I'm alive, but my future partners.
And have you noticed that people that age, especially the millennials that you're referring to, I mean, like, they're so inclined, like, now they understand that, like, that's why they can even speak like that, because they know, they're like, look, dude, okay, fine, so I'm chain smash, man, you got HIV, we're gonna sort this out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay, so what do we do now? Mary Stopes.
no,
we mothers to mothers.
We don't go there first,
you know what I mean?
Let's go to the clinic. But I think it's cool in the sense that if there's one thing that I know the African government has plundered into our minds, is that there's HIV. Guys, please, there's HIV, which is cool. But then what they haven't done is then now had that full-on follow-up to certain once you contracted, at a certain stage, you can do this.
I think Southern Africa did very well with the initial campaign.
Yeah.
No, totally. The awareness campaign, but then the follow-up was like, okay,
and
we're
it's
just
problematic.
Going to
die. Because last year, the International AIDS Conference came back to South Africa because this is where
ICASA.
International AIDS Conference.
IAS in Durban.
Oh,
July.
Yes, okay, yeah.
And that's because there has been the least progress in terms of fighting HIV in South Africa as compared to other countries.
Of course.
So something,
what do you mean, of course?
Something has gone wrong.
No, definitely. Look,
and,
I mean,
you know, a lot of money is poured into HIV prevention and treatment, but something is not happening, and it's the messaging.
It's the messaging is totally wrong. And the way they approach the issue in terms of HIV, in a sense, they're comfortable knowing that, guys, if you get sick, we can treat you. Man.
Yeah,
just know. So whatever you do, it doesn't matter. When you come here, we give you the pills. See, that's the wrong approach. At least take it to the next level.
Because once you're on your pills, you need to adhere to those pills. You need to be consistent.
You, go.
You need to go to your checkups.
Counseling. You need to hook up with different groups.
Yes.
And blah, 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 because
we offer support groups, but people don't know all of those things. They're like, oh my gosh, I've got AIDS. I'm going to have to drink treatment in my life as well.
And that's it.
And that's not it.
And drink warm milk and eat bananas.
It's the approach with everything.
Come.
I can't deal.
I can't.
Guys, you don't know what's happening out there.
We got to wrap it up. It's you. Dude, you had something to say?
23 June, 10 p.m., SABC 1, MTV Sugar 16 and Pregnant will be playing again. Please tune in. Hashtag MTV Sugar 16 and Pregnant.
Yeah, shout out to Dudu and Whitney for coming through the show.
Definitely.
Mothers to Mothers, Mary Stopes.
Yeah.
Commemorating Youth Day.
Yeah.
Today's June 16th and Day of the African Child, the rest of Africa. These conversations are, you know, they're valid everywhere.
And they will continue.
Across the continent.
And they will continue.
Things that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
No borders, cliffcentral.com, your
1
boy
PM to 2 PM every Friday. Thank you.
You already know. Cliffcentral.com.